When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Second date update.
Most people will tell you you can't force true love to happen.
That's true.
Everyone should tell you.
Yeah.
But maybe you can trick love into existence.
What?
Okay, Alexis is suddenly
I believe this.
You know?
I believe Alexis believes.
Put your hands on love a little bit.
Yeah.
Mold it a certain way.
Okay.
What are you considering love?
Brooke did it when she threw herself in front of her husband's car when he was trying to leave his work at the TV station. And then she was like, well, I could sue you, or you could take me out to dinner.
You could love me forever.
Find that guy that's uninsured and scared of lawsuits.
And Brooke's not the only person who's tried to meddle her way into someone's heart. One of our listeners, Kendra, says that she ran some interference to get herself a date with a guy.
Okay.
She says, if we can get him to answer, because, you know, sometimes people won't.
Yeah.
But if he does, we are not allowed to tell him the real background story.
What?
She is willing to tell us, though. So let's welcome Kendra to the show. Kendra, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
This is unique.
Give us some new ideas.
I know. Yeah. I feel like you have some maniacal plan that you hatched.
Yeah. So can we learn the name of the guy?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, his name is Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Jacoby,
oh, my gosh.
I love it.
How soon into meeting Jacoby did you know, like, I need to know this guy? He needs to be with me.
It was instant.
Instant.
I was shopping at Target. And there was this spark when I saw him. So I kind of casually sort of followed him through the store as he was shopping and he was really discreet. And
I feel like you weren't. I don't know, for some reason I see you slipping from aisle to aisle.
I picture like giggling coming from behind a rack of clothes.
Yeah. He's so cute. Hiding in the middle of a clothes rack.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I was behind him when we went to check out. And I was able to just barely see his credit card when he put it into the machine and I saw his name.
Oh. I'm glad you didn't say number.
Yeah.
No. I saw his name and he didn't see me. And so he left the store.
Wait, you didn't say hi to him?
No, I was
you just
shy.
Memorized his name?
Oh.
Well, Jacoby's probably.
That's pretty easy.
Even I remembered it. She only said it once.
Hey, Brooke remembered the name for the first time in a while.
You're
welcome. What do you do with his name then?
Well, I went to social media, obviously.
Wait, you can find someone just by. Wow.
I love how you act like you've never tried to look someone up on social media before and stalk someone.
Yeah, but someone that I've already met, not someone I've never talked to.
But if you know
before.
What they look like and you see their profile pic too. Yeah.
Were you able to find him, Kendra?
Yes.
Okay.
God, you have a private detector business
and
on your future.
Were you able to like learn anything about him from it?
Yeah, well, I was able to determine from his social media that he was single.
Okay.
How do you end up, like, actually getting in contact with the guy? When does that happen?
Well, I didn't actually reach out to him right then, but I did find his mom's Facebook.
What?
Oh.
Oh, you're deep in this.
Okay.
Why would you go to the relationship?
Are you trying to make sure he doesn't have a hotter brother?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Why would you go to the mom?
Well, it just seemed like it would be, you know, more natural if there was a different way that I was introduced.
Huh?
Oh, wait. You're thinking mom as a strat.
Dude, you're going to DM his mom?
Well, it turns out that his mom is in a book club that's in my area.
Okay. So, okay.
And I love to read, so I sent a request to the book club to see if I could join.
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
so it's just you and a bunch of 60-year-old women in a book club?
Yeah, I went to the book club and
we
started up a conversation. Oh, and
organically, obviously.
Well, yeah. And she was really nice and she thought I was really sweet and charming. So, you know, I just happened to mention that I was single and, you know, there are no good single guys out there.
And you know, that's literally the opening for any mom to then introduce the son.
Which reminds me, Barbara, do you have any children?
Yeah.
A single son.
The bait's been cast. Yeah. So what did the mom say?
Well, she asked me for my phone number that she could pass on to him.
That's such a mom thing.
Dude, if you found this out, if you found out a woman went this far to meet you, would you be complimented or creeped out?
This is the type of thing you don't actually tell them until you're into your 20th anniversary. So now you've given your phone number to this guy's mom. And does he reach out to you, I'm guessing?
Yeah, a couple days later, I got a text from him.
He must have a good relationship with his mom then, too.
Or his mom had a picture of her.
Okay.
From Facebook, you know what I mean?
True.
So,
were you able to get a date out of it?
I did. He did that. He asked me on a date, so it worked.
Give us a nutshell of how the date went.
It was a real casual date. We went and had coffee, and, you know, I made sure I looked cute.
Yeah, totally.
We actually started talking about our respective dating histories. And
that's a lot over coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we weren't talking about specifics, you know. Just, he said he's been in love with two people in his life.
Oh, that's really intense.
Wow. What did you say to his two loves?
I told him the truth. I don't think I've ever been in love.
I feel like that would be a good answer. Men take it as a challenge, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you know, try me.
So at no point during this coffee date did it ever come up like the real way that you met him?
No, it did not.
All right. Wow. So how did it end?
Oh, it was a very natural, normal feeling date. And it gave me a nice big hug.
Have you seen his mom at book club?
Yeah, she's kind of alienating me. She's sitting farther away.
That means for sure they talked.
Nothing's worse than book club drama. Yeah. Yikes. Okay. Well, according to your email, that date happened about a week ago.
Oof.
So we're going to come back and try and call Jacoby here for you.
Uh-oh.
And remember, we can't tell him anything about how she actually got this to happen.
So we just talk about the date.
That's fine. Okay. I think that's fine.
All right. We're just going to talk about his two true loves when we come back and get your second date update.
We got enough to cover.
Yeah, we'll do it right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
This is one of the most interesting dating stories that we've heard in a while about how someone gets together. And just try to follow me on this.
Okay.
So girl sees cute guy at Target, follows him to the register, sees his name on his credit card, takes it home and finds his social media, determines he's single.
Oh, each step is getting a little more wild, Jeff.
I like it.
This is where it takes a turn. Connects with his mom, joins her local book club, befriends her, and casually mentions that she can't find any good single men anywhere these days.
It does kind of read like the start of a horror film.
It feels like a movie.
Like a single white female thing.
Oh, usually it's reversed.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, she's on a date with Target Boy himself.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Having an in-depth discussion about true love.
Yeah.
Probably all of his information.
Yeah, but it's wild because now not only is he not calling her back, but his mother is also avoiding her at the book club.
Something happened. Dynamic change.
It's crazy. And we have to take all of that information and put it to the side. Forget it. We cannot talk about any of it. Kendra has specifically asked not to bring it up if we're able to get Jacoby on the phone.
There's some good stuff to talk about still, though.
Okay.
You know,
hopefully.
Kendra, are you worried that he somehow found out everything that Jeffrey just said?
How would he find out?
No, there's just no way he could have known or found out.
I guess you didn't tell anyone.
So she's hiding underneath his desk at work right now, and he hasn't mentioned it once, so he has no idea. Let's give him a call, though, and hopefully we'll get a reason, or see if there is a reason why he's not calling you back for date number two. But here we go. I'm dialing his number right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jacoby?
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
Hey, Jacoby.
We found you.
Yeah, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi. Okay. Hello.
We're really excited to talk to you, man.
Oh, man, you don't even know.
All right, I'm not too familiar with the show
or
your radio station.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry, we're doing something called the Second Date Update, and one of our listeners has asked us to reach out to you to try and figure out if we can get you on a second date with her, because you've already gone out with her once. Her name's Kendra.
Kendra, yeah, I know Kendra.
Yeah. Okay. You guys went to coffee together.
Yeah.
Your mom kind of set you guys up.
This is weird. How do you guys know all this?
That's a great question.
Well, she told us about it, at least a little bit of it, not like every single detail, but
she said that she met your mom at their book club.
This is true.
Yeah. Yes. And she said there was a really nice coffee date. You had a nice conversation.
Yeah, it was a nice time, but
okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Where is this going? Like, what's happening right now?
We're trying to help her figure out like why a second date hasn't happened. Like, how do you feel about Kendra?
She's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a plan to call her and ask her out again?
This is very awkward.
Okay. I'm gonna go with a no on that.
It's okay. Okay. Hold on. It's not bad, guys. It's not like it's not a bad thing. It's just, I don't see it long term.
How can you tell in one coffee date?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like you would need more than that.
What made you say that?
So she is not really big on love. She actually told me she's never been in love before. At all, like ever.
Right, okay.
Aww. That doesn't mean she's not big on love. It just means that she's never been in the right relationship.
Yeah, is that how she said it? She said, I don't like love?
Well, no. She didn't say she don't like it. She said she's never been in love, ever, like in her life.
Well, not everybody has.
Understood. But here's my mindset. I want to settle down. I want one person to be committed to. Like, that's it, like my person. And it does concern me, and it does worry me that maybe the reason why she hasn't found love is that maybe she doesn't want it at all. Like, it's not wanted, and maybe she's still probably playing the field. I'm not sure, but it does raise my eyebrow. It does raise it.
I thought you were going to say, like, you didn't want to be your first love because first love's so chaotic and rash. And
that's true.
You know?
So, okay. Well, now you're not even willing to give her a second date? That's where your stance is on her?
I'm not sure she's ready for a commitment. Like, I'm not.
Excuse
not
me? Excuse me?
Oh, that upset you. That upset her, Jeff.
My God.
Hello?
Yeah.
Whoa. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, sorry to kind of spring this on you here, Jacoby, but Kendra's been listening to this conversation on the other line quietly the other time.
Not very quietly.
Well, no.
Yeah,
which I got to say is totally unlike her. So,
I just cannot even believe this.
Okay.
You're questioning my commitment, and you don't even know what I went through to meet you.
Oh God.
What do you mean?
I saw you in Target.
Oh, you're telling him.
There was something special about you. I mean, the way you put your stuff in the cart, and you were so special and unique.
No. You must have had it mistaken. Like, you met my mom at a book club. You didn't meet me at Target.
That was not an accident. I followed you to the register. And I saw your name on your credit card, and I went to social media. And
what the heck? Listen, wait. Whoa, no.
No, Jacoby, you're going to listen to me.
Oh.
I went to Facebook, and I found your mom, and I found out that she was in a book club right around the corner from my house. So I asked to join the book club, went through that process. And I went to the book club, and I met your darling mother.
Oh.
And they got chatting. And she, no, I'm not going to wait. Her? You're going to listen.
Okay, oh, I think he needs to process.
This is a lot.
Talk to his mother. Do you know how many recipes that woman has for chicken? I listened to her.
I would know. I grew
and
up
I
with her. So.
Talked to her. And I said, so happens I'm single. She said, oh, you're sweet and charming. I so happens I have a single son.
No, no, no. I'm done. I'm not listening to any more of this. Yeah. I don't need to hear any more of this.
So is this the kind of committed, stable woman that you've been looking for here this entire time?
You know what? I'm gonna say.
So committed.
So committed.
For sure.
I think that Jacoby's instincts were maybe a little right. We had no idea that was going to happen.
Oh, you shut up. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
You told us not to mention
no.
it.
You knew.
No. This is horrible.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
This is
I don't know what crazy
I'm
house you crawled out of, but we call that
so
stalking.
All of this.
Yeah.
Jacoby, I think you're being a little bit too harsh on the woman that just realized that she loves you.
Oh, God.
Loves me.
For the first time ever.
You shattered her cold, cold heart, and after years of not finding any love, she finally found it.
Jacoby, he's being sarcastic.
Do you know how hard I had to look to find all of your stuff, Jacoby?
Okay. You know, Kendra, I think you've proven your commitment. I think he gets the point. Why don't you take a breath for a second and just let us talk to Jacoby a little bit.
But I tell you what, honey, your oil needs to be changed. That sticker is past due.
What?
Sticker? You read his oil sticker?
No, I think it's an analogy, but I'm not sure.
Let's pray.
No, it's right on his car window.
Yo, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah. We don't know anymore, Jacoby. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I regret supporting this at the beginning of the call.
Okay. Oh, my God. Like, no. If anything, I feel like I've dodged a bullet, and the only thing...
Jacoby, this bullet isn't able to be dodged.
Oh, it's undodgeable.
Even though it's not Valentine's Day, it's going straight for the heart.
Oh, my God.
Because there's normally bullets on Valentine's Day.
Cupid had to upgrade and get with the times.
Is Kendra rubbing off on you? I'm actually concerned.
I just need to ask Jacoby if you would like to see Kendra one more time.
Let her snipe your heart.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face.
I think she's going to see you whether you say yes or no.
She would love to hang out again and unpack all of this information face to face. And we would pay for that meetup.
You guys give, like, gift cards for restraining orders? I'll do that. That I'll do.
That's actually something our promotions department should look in on.
I think we do have a gift card to the Subway across from the courthouse, so that'll get you pretty close if you meet Kendra there.
God, no. Listen.
Need an answer?
Don't need an answer, Jeff.
It's a no?
No, I'm not doing this.
Jacoby, hang up and we're sorry.
I did not see that coming.
Okay.
If love doesn't work after this, then I don't know how it ever will.
If you need the audio for your case, just go to our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, y'all could just drop the sarcasm, and your podcast sucks.
Hey, she does listen.
Wow.
She has a point. So she is committed to that, to hating our podcast.
Yeah.
So I stand by her. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I mean, that call did not go quite how we wanted.
I know. God, this is like the second time in a couple of weeks that I feel bad.
You feel bad about helping people?
Only twice? Yes, about calling the other person. Because I'm like, we had no idea what we were dealing with.
I will say we did hold up our end of the agreement, though. We didn't tell him the truth of how they met.
Mm-hmm.
She offered that up all by herself.
I know. I like
to
how we
proved to him that I am committed.
I started with, what if he knows? And she's like, there's no way he could ever find out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, terrible secret keeper.
I felt like another 10 seconds, Jose would have been the one to let it slide. But nope, we stayed strong. We did it, and you can't
That's
pin this
crazy.
On us. And for that, I'm giving everybody in the room a gold star for the day.
Yay! And for the record, I said it under my breath like a million times.
Oh, okay.
You did. Well,
but if you ever want to get a second date update, I promise you, we can do a better job than this.
I just want to go to that book club with a mom and hear all the ladies gossip about what just happened.
Man.
You're already part of a book club.
I know, but I could do another.
Email the show if you ever need help, though, with your dating life. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And check out all of our second dates on our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey, wherever you get yours.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.